Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Del Corazon de Jesucristo is a medical ministry that has developed from a short-term missions trip to the Dominican Republic in 1986. At that time, Dr. Steve Dorsey, director of Del Corazon, had yet to begin his medical training. This initial mission trip provided the necessary inspiration, vision, and ultimately resulting goal for Dr. Dorsey. He and his wife, Julie, have now dedicated their lives to the development of this ministry, a ministry in the Dominican Republic to provide hope through salvation in Christ and change lives for eternity. The vision of Del Corazon continues to evolve and expand. However, the focus remains the same: evangelism through medicine, education, and sports. Dr. Dorsey is in studio with me today to share what's been happening. He's been on our show before, and to give us an update of the mighty things that the Lord is doing. And as you listen today, you will, be touched in a unique way in which God does. And that's why we pause to remind you, even at the beginning of our show, that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you to Jesus Christ. That's the heart of Dr. Steve and Julie. So lead people to Christ, because it's in Christ that we find hope and purpose and meaning in our lives. There is always hope in Jesus, and no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, even today as you're listening, the Lord can help you right where you are. And that's why He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. Jesus was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today calls you to Himself. Dr. Steve Dorsey knows what it's like to be held in the balance of life and death. He was held at gunpoint. In fact, the last time he was here in studio, he shared that story, which had just happened at that time, which was a number of years ago. We'll start today as a follow-up to find out what has happened in their ministry since. So, Dr. Dorsey, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Take us back. It's been a number of years now. But what happened? Tell us what happened when you were held at gunpoint. Give us a little bit more of the details, and then what's happened since.
Okay. Well, it was a few years ago when this happened, and it was quite a growing experience, an experience in building our faith, and a time in which we were held in our home at gunpoint, and we were able to see the power of God, the power of the name of Jesus, change these men's mind, turn them away from what they were doing. And actually one of them wanted to repent, asked me for prayer, and they put everything down and went away with nothing. And to be able to see that, to be able to see God do that, and to know that it was all about Him, and to have that faith in my heart that I knew that nothing was going to happen that night was just incredible. It was unforgettable. However, the fear has not been there. There was a little bit right after that, but since we've been there, we actually really even haven't thought about it. And we've been able to continue on in our ministry and to be able to watch God continue to make things grow, continue to bear fruit and bring others in, and just continue developing the ministry and working.
That's such a pivotal point. You're on the path of following God's call, And then your life is threatened, you and Julie, in such a dramatic way. And you had a team of missionaries that had just come short, a short-term team that was there. I mean, that could stop you in your tracks. An event like that could really alter the whole landscape of the ministry the way it was. And you can see, I mean, when you look into the eyes behind a mask of someone who is wanting to kill you with a shotgun mm-hmm. pointed right at you, you know that behind all of that, the devil is at work. His minions, his demons are mm-hmm. doing their thing to try to stop the work of the Lord. But here you are, a number of years later, seeing that the work has continued. Dr. Steve, I can't help but to think today, the devil, the forces of darkness are pressing against someone that's listening to our program right now who thinks and believes that they're doing the will of God. And all of a sudden, they're faced with an obstacle that has taken them by surprise, maybe stricken them with fear. What would you say, having gone through it, to someone who is facing a point where they might be dislodged even in their calling because of what they're facing? It might be a financial issue. It might be a health issue. It might be something that is threatening them right now, and they mm-hmm. feel fear just welling up inside their soul. What would you say?
Yeah, definitely, Danny. There's a spiritual battle going on. There's things that we cannot see that are happening beyond beyond our vision, beyond our imagination, but they're real. And the truth is that Jesus already won. The battle's been won. Even though we might struggle with this battle and the forces that come against us, we know that through God's word, we have victory in Christ. It will not be easy for us, but if we rest in Him and we continue to, moment by moment, day by day, be filled with His Word and surround ourselves with other believers, that we will experience the victory, that God is our deliverer, that God is our provider, and through the blood of Jesus, we are delivered and provided for, and we will have victory.
Words from a medical doctor who has been consecrated by the Lord to serve in the Dominican Republic. His story is phenomenal of how he was called, so moved when he went. In fact, Doctor, take us back to that moment when you knew you needed to go back to Dominican and start a ministry which has become Del Corazón de Jesucristo.
Yeah, that occurred on my first mission trip there when I was 20 years old, and I went to a rural community, worked in the community to help start building a school, and I lived with the families, worked with the families daily and within the church, and I just knew that God was working in my heart. And when I left, I can remember it like it was yesterday, when the bus pulled away, and I was hanging on to one of the kids. She already had a broken arm. I was afraid it might break the other one. But when we left, my heart broke, and I knew that God was calling me back. I didn't know exactly what that meant or how it would come about, but I knew that my heart was there and that I was supposed to return.
And then you did return. How many times did you go back before you actually went to medical school and went back to start Del Corazón?
Yeah, I went back numerous times, almost yearly in the summers, and continued to work in the same community. Actually applied to medical school and didn't get in the first couple times, and felt like maybe that was something I was making up. But the Lord kept putting it on my heart. And as I was returning each year, the desire came back for me to go to medical school, because I felt like that's where God was leading me, and eventually that's where it took me.
You know, the Bible says in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, that is certainly not you. When I think of Dr. Steve Dorsey, I think of someone who is single-minded, determined, committed. There is a simplicity and power to the way that you have responded to the Lord and your calling. And it serves as, among many things, as an example to us about focus, clarity, and faithfulness. Maybe the word is steadfast. And to see the kind of things that the Lord has done over the years in your ministry. When you and Julie got there in the Dominican, you purchased a piece of property. How many acres did you buy?
We bought 7 acres. We actually, when we first arrived, we rented a small house in the community until this piece of property came available, and it was a coconut farm. And we had actually had a mission team with us at the time from Hope Chapel here in Kaneohe. And we went on the property, stood under the coconut trees, and prayed that we would receive this place. And a year after that, almost to the day, God provided it. And so it's a 7-acre property, which was a coconut farm that we developed and had a blueprint of what I felt like the Lord was calling us to do. And it's almost identical to that blueprint that we put in about 10 years ago.
The vision has become a reality.
It is incredible.
And I've been privileged to see it, to see what you have done and to be a part of what you have done, along with Dr. Jeff Miyazawa and Dr. Kerry Ishihara and other members of our team. And it's amazing because I know even now it's not the same because more has been built, more has been developed. We want to hear about that. I need to hear about it. We need to hear about it when we come back. Because all that has been developed and built has been back to what just flows out of the heart of the Lord. Evangelism, reaching out to the community of El Cate. You have gone, Julia, you have gone into a place that is not convenient, a place that there are struggles because of lack of some of the maybe modern conveniences that we are accustomed to here in the United States. But the heart is the same. Reach out. Go and connect with others. Reach the young people. Reach the families. Lead them to Jesus Christ and make disciples. Fulfill the Great Commission. Doctor, when we come back, will you share the kind of things that God is doing in the evangelism and discipleship ministry?
I sure will.
We got to hear about it. You will when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's so easy to live for yourself. It's easy to think about yourself. In a way, it's natural to us. And then, you know, you pump it up with the steroid culture of modern technology and the media blasts of the 21st century first world and the marketing ploys that we are all a part of. And sometimes I think we're victimized by. And we become very discontent with what exists in our own hands, what we have. And we always want more, 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 more. And we chase after those things. And so much of it is centered around ourselves, how we look, how we feel. It's rare to come across somebody, a couple who's looking beyond themselves to invest in others and to do it in a place where most people will not even go to visit. Well, they live in the Dominican Republic. Their names are Dr. Steve and Julie Dorsey. Dr. Steve is with me in studio. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us. If you're tuning in right now and you maybe caught the tail end of the last part of the show, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources for you. And you can find out more about Dr. Dorsey at delcorazon.org. That's delcorazon.org. Doctor, talk to us about investing in people, investing in your boys, as you call them. And as I've seen you work with them, I agree. They are your boys, the way you treat them.
Yes, it is. They are our boys. We're just blessed to have them. Julie and I don't really have children of our own. And years ago, I struggled a little bit with that, but the Lord told me that I would be a father of many, and I really wasn't sure what that meant, but we're starting to see that now. We have a lot of young men that come around on our campus to they're interested in whatever's going on in part of our ministry, if it's baseball, if it's any kind of sports. Some of them are patients for medical dentistry, but we've had a group of boys that have come and they've stayed. And actually, we have six of them right now that I work with that have been with us for quite a few years. Five of them actually have lived with us for quite some time. Two of them live with us right now. And they're there every day. And I'm able to have a Bible study with them on a regular basis, but just basically be like their father. Those five that are there every day don't have fathers. Either they've passed away or they're gone, and they really haven't been around at all for most of their life. And it wasn't like I went out and chose these people. God sent them to us. And they just continued to stick around, and I saw something in them. I saw something that I wanted to invest in. And so that's basically how it all started.
What are their names?
Well, one of them's Jeffrey. He's pretty much like my he's my main son. He's the oldest son.
Yeah.
He's been living with us and working alongside me for many years. And he decided, as a result of some missionaries that have come through, including Dr. Miyazawa and in dentistry, that Jeffrey wanted to be a dentist. And I was really excited about that. And we actually, by the help of many others, started a dental clinic and got Jeffrey into dental school. He's completed his first year. And his desire is to come back, work as a dentist in our clinic, and be a part of our ministry. And I think he's going to be a big part. He will be a huge part of what's going on. He can do so many things much better than I. He was born and raised in this community. He's definitely a local, and he'll have skills that can treat everybody in the area. But most of all, he has Jesus in his heart, and that's his passion, and that's what he's living for. And I'm just so excited to see what God's going to do in his life in the future, and also what he's doing right now.
You know, I want to hear about Jeffrey, more about Jeffrey, and then the other boys too. I just want to mention that when they come to you, they're coming as boys, and you're leading them to the Lord.
Yeah.
And now, after years, through a process of spending time, building relationship, mentoring, nurturing, feeding, and teaching them skills, the discipleship process has really begun to blossom.
It has.
Would you say?
Yes.
Talk to us about some of the other boys.
We have Freddie. Freddie's been with us for a few years, and Freddie's kind of our maintenance man, make sure that everything gets taken care of around the property. He had a point in time a little while back where he thought he wanted to see what it was like in the world, and we encouraged him to follow what his desires were, not worldly, but he wanted to go out and work in the hotels and see what it was like to make money. And he went out there, and within 3 months, he realized that wasn't for him. He came back to us and said, hey, you know, I want to follow Jesus. I want to come back, and I want to work with you guys. So he came back. When we have one of our little boys, his name's Papa John. He's
I want to hear about Papa John.
Papa John's been, he's been around for a long time, and he spends his time in the clinic with me. He's our wound care specialist. With all the wounds that I handle, burns and lacerations, infections and abscesses, Papa John's always there. He knows exactly what to do. He's handing me my instruments, and he's cleaning them off, and he's packing wounds and dressing them up.
How old is Papa John?
Papa John's 12. He's been doing that for 3 years.
How did you discover that? I mean, here's a kid, right? So maybe he's 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is he not afraid of blood? Does he? How did you know that he would be someone that could be very skilled in dressing wounds? And
well, the main thing was he showed up. He showed up, and he just enjoyed being there and being by my side. And so he stayed in the clinic with me, and I watched him work, and he went right to work. Blood doesn't scare him, and he wanted to help, and he's a fast learner. And I don't even really have to tell him what to do. He's there, and he knows what to do already. He watched me. He's very observant, learned quickly, and basically had no fear. And he tells us now he wants to be a doctor. He wants to go to medical school.
To hear about you seeing the potential and then giving him opportunities to use the gifting, the calling, the passion that God has given, even at an early age, he's getting experience every day,
mm-hmm.
every week, every year. How did he get the name Papa John? He's only 12 years old.
Yeah, that's interesting. We were working on a pizzeria, and which we did in our neighborhood, and John was there in that too, involved right away. And as we had customers, we put a little vest on Papa John and send him out, and he would wait on the customers and clean everything up and do all the hard work. And probably something related to the pizza business, but I started calling him Papa John right then.
And so everybody calls him Papa John now?
Yeah. People call him Papa John.
Give us a description, paint a picture for us with your words of what the campus looks like at Del Corazon.
Okay. Well, like we mentioned earlier, it was a 7-acre campus. It is a 7-acre campus, and it was coconut farm, so we still have a lot of coconut trees. We had to cut down about 127 of them, which the community helped us do to put up our buildings. But we have a place which is our home, and below it the boys live, And we live on this top floor, and then we have an education building, which is a lot of classrooms that we do Bibles teaching and after school programs. We have a dental clinic, medical clinic, an exercise gym facility, and some apartments. And we have a multi-purpose, a very large, what we call pavilion, which is 7,500 square foot open covered area where we do any type of ministry that involves large groups. And we also have a baseball field that Major League Baseball helped us to build through the Baseball Tomorrow Fund grant. And that's it.
It's a beautiful field.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful campus.
Beautiful campus, fully stocked with, I'm thinking about baseball in my mind right now, all the bats, the balls, the gloves, the equipment. And you've done something, and by the way, Jeffrey is umpire too, huh?
Yes, yeah, Jeffrey's well, Papa John's not quite umpiring yet, but Jeffrey's an umpire, Freddie's been umpiring. We have another umpire, Gatto, it's another one of our boys.
Gatto. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Harley.
Harley.
Yeah. Harley wants to be a professional umpire. And we're working towards that. But see, what we do is with our boys that come around that are consistent, that are involved in Bible study as part of our discipleship, just being around all the time, I try to identify their strengths and their gifts and try to cultivate that and encourage them to pursue whatever their dreams are. And we want to see them reach their potential that God's given them, use it for God's glory, and be blessed. And so each boy has a different gift and a different personality, and we try to approach each one of them in a personal way and encourage them to achieve their goals and chase their dreams and their passions. And so we've got Harley, who wants to be a professional umpire, and it's very doable. We've been talking with people about that. We've got Jeffrey, who's now in dental school, want to be a dentist. Papa John wants to go to medical school. We have Gatto. Gatto is a tremendous athlete. He's also very talented at landscaping. He's our landscaper. Trying to work on him doing the marathon. The guy's an incredible runner, gifted runner. And he may be able to do that with be on the Dominican Olympic team, which could be a dream, but one that he could achieve and give God the credit for. So we they're like our own boys, and we love them. And we invest in them, and we want to raise up these young people in this community to be the future leaders of El Cate and the Dominican Republic, because they can do things, God can do things through them that he just cannot do through us being from different areas. He can use us to invest in them, and then they can do things that are beyond our imagination and what we can do.
You being steadfast, as the Lord is very characteristic of the Lord. He's steadfast, immovable. He is the rock. And you have been faithful. I mean, you're talking about things that speak of the development of the boys that have happened over the years. You know, a number of years ago, there were other things that you were working on, and there have been encouraging as well as discouraging moments. I think that speaks to us about just being faithful. As fruit begins to be born, things begin to blossom. You see the work done in the, sometimes it's a done behind the scenes where nobody recognizes. So I want to encourage you today, before we take our break, as you're listening to Dr. Steve Dorsey, a missionary in Dominican Republic with his wife Julie. They are the founders of Del Corazon de Yesu Cristo. You can find out more, in fact, at delcorazon.org about their ministry. But when you're working behind the scenes, when nobody is applauding you, there's no one patting you on the back or just cheering you on, remember that the Lord sees you. Because I know today someone is just trudging along, just faithfully hammering away at the work that God calls without any laud, without any praise. Well, we want to say, hey, the Lord is clapping for you, and we want to nod our heads with a twinkle in our eyes too and say, hey, keep going, my friend. Keep sticking with it, because fruit will be born. Eventually, you'll begin to see the manifestation of the labor that you are doing right now. And Dr. Dorsey is a testament of that. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you'll hear more. And one of the things I love about him is he's a father who doesn't shove a square peg into a round hole and just gets frustrated about it. No. Square peg in the square hole. Oh, how smooth it is when you just put it in just like that, because that's how it was made. You know, God made you a certain way, and He has a certain way for it to be discharged, for you to live your life. And so smooth and fruitful. You'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
missionaries
guests.
Are sent all across the world, overseas, into new lands, and there are a lot of resources that are invested there, and missionaries go, they learn the language, but you know, many of them, their goal is to connect with someone who's local. We use the term indigenous, someone who is a part of that culture, that language. It's so organic. And then to lead them to Christ and then raise them up in the ways of the Lord so that they themselves can grow and reach their own people. Well, that's the heart of my guest today. His name is Dr. Steve Dorsey. He's a medical doctor, a physician. He's a missionary also there in Dominican Republic. He and his wife, Julie, have been serving there for a number of years. And he's here to share about the marvelous things that God is doing in through their discipleship ministry. And really, this it could sound a little bit sterile, even discipleship, but the relationship that they have with the boys that they're developing, and these boys becoming young men, going to school, dental school, finding very honorable, respected professions, even of status in their community, where I think it just pleases them as missionaries to know that that's the kind of legacy left for the Lord. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dr. Steve Dorsey is in studio with me today. To find out more about our show and our resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free. I said, not only listen to it for yourself, but pass it on to a family member or friend. And to find out more about Dr. Dorsey, go to delcorazon.org. Delcorazon.org. Doctor, talk to us about that. I'm thinking about Papa John. I'm thinking about Jeffrey. Jeffrey's in dental school. How valuable is it to you and to Julie to know that they are coming up and they have these, they have an ambition, a drive, a calling to do these things? What does it mean in being part of Del Corazon de Jesu Cristo?
It's invaluable, really. It's very encouraging to us to be able to have the privilege of at least seeing some fruit come out of this, and to have men of this character and boys like this that want to follow Jesus. Basically, what they want to do is be missionaries in their own country, in their own town, where they grew up. And what a better place to do that. And for example, somebody like Jeffrey, just incredibly talented, with a huge heart, a giving nature, a loving man who met us as a boy and basically was the only one that would help, would volunteer at our facility to help us. And I ended up sewing up his leg twice while he was working there, and he just stuck by my side from then on. And he watched us live our life. We obviously try to live out the gospel, and that's how Jeffrey saw it. That's where he learned about Jesus, and then committed his life to that. And beyond that, is now committing his life to serving as a dentist in his own town. And that's just core for us as a ministry, to have somebody like that, who's like our son now, who wants to be part of our ministry, not just part of it, but he could be the center of it, the center point, with the potential that he has to reach his own people. It's just tremendous. And what a blessing for us to be able to be part of that and to see that happen.
Since we're talking about him as a dentist and going to dental school, what's happening with the dental clinic?
Well, we're just so blessed to have this facility. When Jeffrey decided he wanted to go to medical school and I put the word out that we wanted to build a dental clinic, we were contacted by World Medical Mission, which is part of Billy Graham's ministry, Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham. And they found us a dentist that wanted to help. And this dentist, Dr. Chris Rowland, collected a whole bunch of first-class equipment in Tennessee, dental equipment, instruments, supplies, filled up a container and shipped it down with us. Along with him moving down with his family, came down, and we set everything up together, and he made sure it was up and running, and then started training Jeffrey while he was in school. And so this facility has now been put together, developed, and functioning on our campus, and meeting just incredible needs of the people, not only in our town, but in neighboring towns and communities. Dentistry, I found since being there, is the greatest need medically, because it's really not very accessible. Everybody has a need. I don't think we've seen one patient yet that hasn't had to have something be done to their teeth. And it's not something that's affordable for them. So we're able to provide a service basically for every single person in the community, along with them learning about Jesus through that process. It's a huge part of what we're doing now.
And to see that Jeffrey very well may become Dr. Jeffrey, the dentist, who will be there leading the clinic.
Yeah, he will become Dr. Jeffrey. He's got 3 years left, and he'll rise up, and it's just so exciting to think about that.
And he already went to nursing school on top of that, too.
He did.
Right?
He was, when he was working with me in the clinic, he decided that's what he wanted to do, and he went to nursing assistant school.
Yeah.
And finished that and worked with me in my clinic as my my assistant, basically doing everything that I did in the clinic, and then decided for him it was dentistry. So that's what he's doing now.
When I think about the future of your ministry and how others have come along, like Dr. Roland, putting that container together with equipment, first class equipment. The Lord has brought people strategically. You're a man of prayer. You and Julie, you pray, and the Lord moves. You know, you can see His invisible hands, as it were, moving based on the manifestations of what happened. Somebody today listening, there may be a movement in their heart, a quickening in their spirit. Something that you said, something in relation to the discipleship, the way that you're nurturing these young men, and the way that they're growing, the fruit that is being born. There may be an intersecting point where their lives, the life of a listener who may have a leading to somehow connect with you. Would you be open to that? And if so, how would they get in touch with Dr. Steve Dorsey?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us is through our website on delcorazon.org and through email, sjdorsey@delcorazon.org. That's really the most efficient way for us to communicate.
So there's at delcorazon.org, there is a contact us.
There should be a link. Okay. To our email.
Or yeah. SJDorsey.
SJDorsey@delcorazon.org. Okay. That is our email.
Okay. Now, other teams, do you have a short-term mission capacity where if someone wants to bring a team to serve, could you accommodate them?
Yes, and we've been doing that over the years. That's one of the things that we wanted to do, was to give people opportunities to experience short-term mission trips, because that's how God grabbed my heart. And so we host teams. We have teams that come to do medical camps and clinics. We have dental teams that come. We have teams that come to do vacation Bible school to work with the kids in the neighborhood. We've got about probably close to 1,000 children in our community. We have sports teams that come, mostly focused on baseball, some basketball and volleyball. We have coaches that come and do baseball camps. We travel throughout the area to different communities, set up a baseball camp, teach them baseball, then give them a gospel presentation, invite them back to our facility to have tournaments. We have construction teams that come. We have a lot of short-term groups that do come. We probably host about 5 to 7 short-term teams a year.
And they bring resources, and they are the resources, and they work and serve. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening today, as you're hearing Dr. Dorsey share, perhaps you're wondering, is there a way for me to connect with what they're doing? Maybe you're a leader at your church, and you are praying about your church missions committee have been praying about potential opportunities, whereby you can connect with somebody in another country and you would want to be a part of what they're doing, a bigger part, and invest in the kingdom of God in that way. Well, I encourage you to consider that the Lord may have Dr. Dorsey in studio with us and you listening at this time, because he's in the way that God, only God can do it. He'll shine the spotlight on some ministry or a leader for us to stand with and support. You have resources. You have connections with people who could elevate and take the ministry of Dr. Dorsey possibly to another level in the fulfillment of the grand vision that the Lord has given to them. So again, sjdorsey@delcorazon.org. Or just go to delcorazon.org, the website. And so I've been there, spent some time on there, all kinds of information and pictures. You know, they say a picture speaks 1,000 words, It's true. You know, you look at it, and then the Lord may even use a picture to grab hold of your heart. There's always kids around. And, you know, when you see young people, children, boys, girls, becoming teenagers, well, you're looking at the future of El Cote. You're looking at the future of the Dominican Republic. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you know, Dr. Dorsey, he knows what it's like to face obstacles, to face trying times. I'm quite certain there were moments where the challenge was so daunting. He might have thought about maybe reconsidering, did I hear the right call from the Lord? There are moments when people feel like giving up. And if you're there, then I'm with you, because I've felt that way many times. Perhaps Dr. Dorsey has a word for us about that. He'll share it when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I've actually seen him in the dark. You know, a man is coming because he's stepped on a nail and his foot is bleeding and he needs attention. I've also seen a child come in, a little girl come in, and her chin is split wide open. And right there in the dark, of course it's in the dark because it's nighttime, but take him right into the clinic and Dr. Steve Dorsey goes to work. And his assistants are around him doing what it needs to be done, and they take care of these people with great care and great love. And I can't help but to think at those moments, well, they must be feeling the love of Jesus Christ. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Dr. Steve Dorsey. He's the founder of Del Corazon de Jesu Cristo, based in Dominican Republic. He and his wife, Julie. And in this closing segment, in this last few moments that we have together, we turn back and then start looking at how the Lord has helped him, how has the Lord helped us, and how will the Lord help you through trying times. Doctor, difficult times. How has the Lord helped you through those moments?
Wow. Well, we have had a lot of challenging times being in the Dominican. Like I said, there's a lot of spiritual warfare out there, and we face a lot. Sometimes we don't really know what the battle's about. I can tell you a story about when we first arrived. We had only been there probably about a month, and we were just settling in. We didn't have a car. We just were able finally to purchase a small little truck. It's almost like a golf cart. And I had to travel into town, which is about half an hour away, just to make any phone calls or do any emails. And so one day I decided to do that. After I had finished, I was on my way back, and for some reason someone on a motorcycle decided he was going to run into me. And it was quite an experience. He ran into the side of my truck, tumbled into the street, hitting his head and into a ditch. And I panicked, and I pulled over, and everyone came around. I don't know if you're familiar with things that happen in areas like that, but everybody gets excited. They're not, they don't know anything about EMS. They don't know about immobilizing anyone. They pick up this guy who's unconscious and throw him in the back of my truck and scream, yell, and take him to the hospital. So I go and do that. And one thing leads to another, and I end up in front of the police, and they decide that I'm under arrest. And they were holding me, and it was quite a challenging time, and I felt like, you know, this wasn't my fault. Why am I in jail? Why do I have to go through this? And fortunately, through some contacts, I was able to be released from the jail after 7 hours of being there, but I had to return the next day. And when I did, I had many people, family members asking us for money. I had judges asking me for money. I had police. You know, it was all about getting something out of me. And so I became very frustrated, and I refused to pay anything, and they decided that then I had to go to the prison. And they escorted me to the prison, which is not a nice place. And this was very scary. So after arriving to the prison, I had to walk through the prison. I saw the inmates, and I thought, boy, if they put me in this place, I'm never going to get out. And they took me before someone, asked me my name, and then decided to release me. I think it was all a ploy to get money, to get something out of me. So after that, during that week, the patient or the person that hit me was in the hospital in the capital, and family was coming by daily asking for money and saying he was going to have brain surgery and so on and so forth. I became so frustrated and scared. I went through just about every emotion that I had, to the point where I thought, you know what, we're not supposed to be here. We need to get out of here. We need to leave. And I was angry, and I went before the Lord complaining and crying about, you know, why is this happening, and we're just here to help people, and look how they're treating us, and just complaining, you know, grumbling before the Lord. And I really felt him say, so what, you know? I was complaining that people didn't like us and they didn't care if we were there. And God said, so what? You're not here for that. It's not about you. I really, really believe that he was telling me right then, this is not about you. It doesn't matter if they like you. It doesn't matter if they want you here. This is supposed to be about Jesus. And it's been a struggle even from beyond then, but it was a thing that the Lord really came face to face with me in the beginning to let me know right away that this was not going to be about me, that he had to be number one and it had to be about him. And that helps me when I continue to face obstacles and challenges to remember that it's not my battle, it's not about me, and that when he's first, he takes care of it and he always provides.
You have... I think there's a right that is earned through these experiences to speak into the lives of others. Someone today is maybe in their own experience facing something very similar. Could you pray for them?
Absolutely.
In their own difficult moment and wanting to throw up their hands.
Sure.
Doctor, please.
What I also want to tell them is in Philippians chapter 3, when Paul's talking to them, he reminds them basically that the things of the world really don't have the values, the things of Jesus that count, that he counts everything from the world all as a loss, just to know Jesus Christ and to have fellowship with him. And that if we focus on that, we press on towards the goal that God has called us for. God has a plan for us. He has a future for us. And that includes eternal life with him, life so far beyond what we know as life here. And that we just need to press on for that prize that he's called us for, that he has for us, that he already has planned for us. That God has, we don't know yet what God has apprehended us for, because he's grabbed us, he has our life, but we will know when he either comes back and takes us home or we go to be with him, we will then understand what the Lord has apprehended us for, what his plans were for. So pressing on, keep on, keep on keeping on, as my friend Pat Reese would tell me, and press on towards the prize. So let's pray for all of us, because we all face this time after time, the challenges and the battles that come before us. Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, we just thank you that we are your children, that you call us yours, that you have your name written on us, that our name is written in your book, and that you provide for your children, that we are blessed, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would, through the power of your Holy Spirit, allow us to keep our eyes focused on you, that we remember who we are, that our identity is in Jesus, it's not here in this world, Lord, that we have a future, that that future involves victory over all of our problems, that you deliver us from them all. We thank you that you're our deliverer, that you're our provider, and that you're our Father, and that mm-hmm. you love us, mm-hmm. and that you have great plans for us, that you always want us to be blessed. And Lord, just allow us to walk in your ways, to walk in your wisdom. Give us your understanding by your Holy Spirit. Fill us that we might shine. Shine like stars in the universe for Jesus. And that we would give you glory walking in your ways, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you are so just and righteous and holy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for your ministry, your example, your faithfulness. Dr. Dorsey.
Amen.
I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Dr. Steve Dorsey. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ, as he has been doing, with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and to help us with your financial support, if you want to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 119, 145 says, I call with all my heart, answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Dr. Steve Dorsey. Find out more at delcorazon.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.